Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 76, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. Man, what a great show we have for you today. We have a double dip from Bob Nightingale, of course, the baseball columnist from USA Today. He'll talk about the playoff picture and teams. He'll also come back later on in the podcast and talk about the future moves for next season. So you want to stick around for that. Plus, foul or fair, let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
Aaron Judge did it Wednesday night in Toronto with a two-run home run that gave him 61 on the season. Take a listen.
And the payoff. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single-season record with 61 home runs. It's a two-run Judgy and blast. Here comes the Judge. A two-run blast, and the Yankees take a 5-3 lead on number 61 for Judge.
What a moment. What a season. Do you hear that crowd in Toronto understanding the moment, how big it was for Aaron Judge to tie the record for the most home runs in the American League ever? Babe Ruth hit 60, Roger Maris had 61, and now Aaron Judge has at least 9 games or so left to hit one more home run to have the all-time record at 62, or who knows, he could hit a bunch. But what a season when you think about what he's been through, turning down a $213 million contract extension at age 30, betting on himself, history of being injured, and putting together one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen. And he also, to top everything else, could win the Triple Crown. An amazing season, one of the greatest seasons I've ever seen in baseball. Hats off to Aaron Judge, the New York Yankees slugger.
Number two.
Talk about a fairy tale ending to a career. We would be remiss if we don't give Albert Pujols his due after he had two home runs against the Dodgers to finally reach home run number 700, which has been an incredible ride, incredible career, lifetime 296 batting average, 3,377 hits, 2,208 RBI, and that magical number 700, becoming just the fourth player in baseball history. Of course, you have Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, and now Albert Pujols. No one could have imagined when he returned to the St. Louis Cardinals, where he started his career, that he would be able to get to number 700 and do it in such flair in his last year. I don't believe he's coming back. I think he's good on his career. Getting that magical number 700 is pretty damn impressive. What a career for the Dominican-born player who now is the only Latin player to break the 700 home run mark. Pretty special. Albert Pujols, he did it.
Number three.
Let's give it up to the Young Guns, better known as the Cleveland Guardians. Somehow, some way, they've won the AL Central, and they're going to the postseason. First time they've won the division since 2018. They currently have the youngest team in Major League Baseball. I think the average age is like 26. And they got a bright future, but they're playing great ball. Everybody thought the White Sox would win the AL Central. They've had some injuries. They lost their manager, Tony La Russa. They lost Tim Anderson, their star shortstop. So a lot of things didn't go right. A lot of people thought maybe it was going to be the Minnesota Twins. They put together a great year for most of the year and faded at the end. But it was the Guardians who came together at the end, had a steady climb in the second half, and they win the division. And now they go to the postseason with some good pitching, and they could be a scary team to face. Congrats to Cleveland.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
Now let's welcome in Bob Nightingale, one of the best baseball writers in the country for USA Today, a friend of mine. Bob, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. Thanks, Rob.
Man, Bob, I'm ready for the postseason. A lot of good teams that can finally make the final roster for the hunt for October. But let's start here with the Mariners. And are they going to choke this down? Are they not going to make the postseason? Because, boy, if they picked a bad time. Coming into Wednesday, they had lost 7 of their last 10. Are they going to make the playoffs?
They'll make it only because of the expanded playoffs. If it wasn't, it would be a 21-year straight drought of not reaching the playoffs. So, yeah, they got it just because Baltimore, they can't catch up. They're losing games themselves. And for Baltimore's sake, you know, their GM gave up at the trade deadline. Because I don't think we can, even if we made the playoffs, we wouldn't go far. So they get what they deserve.
Right. How about the, let's go to the NL East. The Mets basically hold the NL East all year, got off to a great start. Atlanta just never went away. And here we are going into Wednesday where they're tied. Who's going to win the NL East and why?
I think Atlanta is. You know, I thought that all along. They just never went away. I mean, it was a Mets had a 10.5 game lead. Mets have led this division all but 4 days. But Atlanta just kept coming and coming and coming. And a lot of a lot of young players, too, with Michael Harris and Strider and Grissom. So, big three-game series over the weekend in Atlanta, and that will decide it. But either way, I mean, both teams should be, whoever gets a runner-up spot should still advance the next round.
Follow-up on the Mets, Jacob DeGrom. Should Met fans be concerned? I mean, he started out as a house of fire, has been getting beat up a little bit here. Doesn't seem to be as sharp and crisp as we've known him to be. Is there reason for concern?
I would think a little bit. You know, I think when he started off like that, people are thinking, you know, here's Sandy Koufax coming. It's like, wait a minute now, this guy's been out for quite a while. You know, let's see. I mean, you know, during the playoffs, he should be fine, but it's not like an automatic win or anything like that. You know, one thing to remember is if they don't win the division, they have to play that wild card round. If they play that wild card round, you can only use Scherzer and DeGrom in two of that, you know, best of five series.
Our guest is Bob Nightingale, baseball columnist for USA Today. We're jumping around talking about teams in the postseason as we get close to the final week of the regular season. The Dodgers have an unbelievable record, and they've been just run away with the NL West. But I don't love their starting pitching, and I don't love the idea of bullpen by committee. Where are you on the Dodgers and their pitching? I know Craig Kimbrell, you know, was demoted because he's been ineffective. I'm a little concerned about the Dodgers pitching.
No, I'm with you, Rob. I mean, yeah, certainly they've proven they're the best regular season team. You know, they're going to, you know, break their franchise record. They should finish with the second most wins in National League history. But that being said, I mean, you got Julio Urias, Clayton Kershaw. I mean, you trust him to be all set rotation?
I don't.
Yeah, exactly. In the bullpen, I mean, let's see if Kimbrel even is in the playoff roster. He may not make it. And I'm with you. I hate bullpen by committees. Nobody knows what the role is. They try matchups. You know, especially now you got to face a minimum of three batters. So I don't remember those things working in the past. Actually, you know, one time it worked was when the Red Sox did it. When David Price was closing out games, that was back in 17. And I mean, not 17, it was when they beat the Dodgers in 18. And that was the year Kimbrel was on the play. He was in the playoff roster, but he wasn't closing games. He was right. Too shaky for Alex Cora to use.
No doubt. Let me ask you, the flip side is the Padres, you know, are going to finish in second place, 20-plus games out of first place behind the Dodgers. But can they have a stunning playoff run because they have nothing but pitching? I like their rotation. And, you know, in the postseason, you put some of those guys in the bullpen as well to give you innings. Can they make a run with their pitching?
Well, they can, Rob. They're a scary team. You know, it's like, you know, Mariners have a great pitching, too. You know, going from, you know, Castillo and Robbie Ray and, you know, Kirby and on and on, Logan Gilbert. Same thing with the Padres, but they're a better team. I mean, the way Darvish is throwing right now, you might take Darvish over anybody. Joe Musgrove, you know, be a solid number two. Blake Snell's having his best stretch. You know, Mike Clevenger, number four. You know, you got Josh Hader as a closer. I'm with you. That if anybody's going to surprise somebody in the playoffs, it could be the Padres, you know, with that rotation.
And last thing, the Guardians. I mean, they won that division. I don't know how. I know they got a young nucleus. I think they have the youngest team in baseball. And here they are. They beat out the White Sox. The Twins were in first place for a good amount of time during the season. They faded. What about the Guardians? Do they have any legs?
You know, they play old style. You know, just put the ball in play. They don't hit home runs, but they, you know, pitch well. Play great defense, you know, hit and run. You know, Terry Francona has done a masterful job again. You know, he'll be in the Hall of Fame one day. He should win Manager of the Year this year with what he's done. And you're right. I mean, they average, 26 years of age, the youngest team in baseball, and, you know, one of the youngest ever to make the postseason. I think 16 guys made their major league debuts this year. So, you know, I don't see them going far in the playoffs. But I do see them winning the World Series here in a few years. I think they're going to, you know, have a nice deep run in the American League Central for years to come.
His name is Bob Nightingale, one of the best in the business. And later on in the podcast, part two of our conversation with Mr. Bob Nightingale, where we'll talk about some of the moves we could expect in the offseason in Major League Baseball.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret.
Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews, connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow, connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
The beauty of a baseball season is seeing the teams who weren't supposed to be playing in October finding their way among the league's best. That's right. I'm talking about the Cleveland Guardians. The Guardians were picked to finish fourth in their own division by most prognosticators, only ahead of the Royals, and yet they clinched the Central with 10 days to go in the season. Now, how did the youngest team in baseball accomplish that feat? Well, let's start with the offense. This ain't the Blake Street Bombers. Far from it, in fact, as the team finished only ahead of the Tigers in home runs. They are last in team exit velocity, 13th in walk rate, and yet they finished first in strikeout rate, first in contact rate, and second in stolen bases, becoming the first team in nearly a decade to have five players reach 15-plus steals. From a pitching standpoint, they can do it on both ends. They're the only team to boast three qualified pitchers with 10 wins and an ERA under 350, while their bullpen posted a league-best 2.22 ERA in the second half. With the gloves, the Guardians have excelled, posting 22 outs above average, the StatCast metric, second in the AL, only behind the Astros. And of course, the manager. Since Cleveland hired Terry Francona in 2013, the team has the best second-half winning percentage of any team in the American League. With odds to win the division of just 7.5% at the start of the year, this Guardians team became the first squad who rated as the youngest in baseball to make the postseason since the 1970 Reds. Now, with the longest title drought in MLB, these Guardians hope to have a little 2015 Royals in them.
That ball is...
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
J.R., is it foul or fair to say that Aaron Judge won't win the Triple Crown in the American League?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
Aaron Judge won't win the batting title portion of the Triple Crown unless he gets that 61st and 62nd homer out of the way in the next game or two. Usually, these final 10 games or so would be easy sailing for the Yankees as they prepare for a World Series run, having locked up a playoff slot weeks ago. Instead, every at-bat will be stressful, especially for Judge, and covered tediously by all media outlets. There were already complaints when the college football game was cut into last Saturday to show fans Judge's at-bat against Boston. So a lot is going on here, and news outlets are covering it on 100. Judge sits alone with a .314 batting average, but not far behind is Minnesota's Luis Arias, nicknamed La Regadara, the watering can for you non-bilingual cavemen, hitting .313, and Xander Bogaerts of Boston is still hunting at .310 as of Wednesday. Judge can hit with both of them. However, neither of these guys' teams are playing for anything. So these hitters have nothing to lose and are probably competing against their fair share of minor league call-ups, suspect relievers just getting a look. Those guys are on easy street. Aaron Judge, however, will be watched like a hawk and pitched differently because no one wants to give up the record-breaking home run to him. A prime example is Tuesday night's game when he was walked four times in a 5-2 win over another playoff team in Toronto. Judge has had a tremendous season, and maybe he does pull off the Triple Crown, but the odds are stacked against him. Then again, they were at the beginning of the season, and look what kind of historical season this Yankees MLB bro legend has produced. So don't count him out.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome in Bob Nightingale, of course, baseball columnist at USA Today, one of the best who covers the game. And Don Mattingly, let's start there, and the Miami Marlins have parted company after this season. Mattingly's done. What happened there? I mean, obviously, there's not a lot of talent there, but has this marriage just run its course?
Yeah, absolutely. Remember, even a few years ago, for him to come back, he had to take a massive pay cut. They were never sold on him, and they thought they could contend this year. They certainly had the pitching to do so, but just didn't see the an improvement. I know they call it a mutual, understanding that they're both going in different ways. But really, he got fired. They just weren't going to bring him back. And I know he wants to manage again one day. I'm not sure we're ever going to see that happen.
All right, then that's my next question. If the Yankees don't win a World Series, is there any chance? It's hard. Aaron Boone has been there. I know they re-signed him. There was a question mark last year. Brian Cashman's been with the Yankees since the Louisiana Purchase. GM for 25 years or so, Bob, which is incredible, nowadays. Is there any chance Derek Jeter and Don Mattingly could wind up in the Bronx if the Yankees flame out in the postseason?
No, I don't see that at all. Mattingly could end up in the organization, let's say a hitting instructor or something like that, or someone in the front office, but not Jeter. Remember, Jeter and Cashman, throwing up that last contract, pretty much hated each other. They weren't right. Talking to each other whatsoever. you know, I'm not sure that ever, you know, got mended. So I can't see Jeter going to that front office. I really can't. I mean, you'll be back in someone's front office, and that could be part of someone's ownership group. You know, maybe with the Orioles for sale or the Nationals for sale, they'll bring him in. But I can't see him back with the Yankees as long as Cashman's there. I really can't.
Our guest is Bob Nightingale from USA Today. A couple of notes and news for after this Major League Baseball season, which ends next week. Juan Soto, Bob, at the time, I thought he made a colossal mistake. And I'm going to say that. I don't think he'll ever get $440 million offered to him again. But for somebody to pass that money up at his age, it was monumental to me. And he's done nothing but struggle in San Diego. Did he make a mistake, or will he wind up getting more than the $440 he passed up at some point?
We'll see. I mean, people are asking that about Aaron Judge, and look what he's done. You know, he's got two more years to, you know, show what he can do. Yeah, I mean, he's, yeah, you're right. He struggled big time. I mean, he was struggling in Washington, too. I mean, certainly he's playing like a guy that should have taken that contract the way he's played. You know, I get a little sick, too, when people say, oh, look at the walk he's taking. He's not Ricky Henderson. He's just standing on first base. So, you know, let's drive in some runs. Let's hit some home runs and make a difference there. I think people nowadays get way too caught up in guys taking walks. You know, let's say, you know, we used to get a laugh at those guys that just took walks and clogged, you know, first base. You know, who was the Eddie Goodell, the midget? He took walks too.
That's right.
He's not a Hall of Fame.
Speaking of betting on himself, Aaron Judge, he turned down $213 million extension. And obviously he has a chance, Bob, to win the Triple Crown, which is incredible in the National League, and set the in the American League and set the all-time record for home runs, both. What payday are we looking at? So 213, does that turn into 350, or does that turn into 400, or just 300?
Yeah, more like 300, Rob. The thing that hurts him is that he'll be 31 at the start of next season. You know, we've seen with the Albert Pujols contract and Miguel Cabrera contract, you know, just doesn't turn out when guys hit 40. So, you know, I'm sure he'll want, you know, 9 or 10 year contract. I don't see him getting it. I think he'll get an 8 year deal from the Yankees, probably right around between 290 and 310. You know, remember Mike Trout right now is the highest paid player per year on an annual average salary at 36 a year. So, you know, if you go up, you know, 36 times 8, you know, it's like 288, you know, go a little bit more than that. You know, maybe even hits 40 times 8. That would be the best he could do, I think, which would be 320. But you're right around that $300 million range.
Yeah, I agree. Somewhere in that neighborhood, not a bad, hey, he wound up making another $85 million with the season he put together. Two other notes I want to get to. David Price with the Dodgers is calling it quits. You broke that story. He's had some career. He was a stud starter. Obviously pitched out of the bullpen and had some great years. What do you think? What do you remember most about David Price?
Yeah, I mean, just a fabulous pitcher, a great, great competitor. You know, I remember him, you know, doing that in Boston, pitching out of the bullpen, helping them win the World Series. You know, winning a Cy Young Award. You know, being the you know, the stud in Tampa that went to Detroit and was lights out in Detroit. Helped Toronto get to playoffs, but just a great pitcher. You know, will always be remembered when the Black Aces. You know, a few guys, black pitchers in baseball that won 20 games. So just a class act too. You know, I mean, he sat out the COVID season just to be with his family and stuff in Phoenix, and just kind of hung out there. You know, not thinking, hey, is it worth it? You know, he sacrificed about, what was it, $17 million or so by not playing that season. So just a gentleman and a real family man.
Last thing, the Boston Red Sox, just an awful season, last place in the AL East. Are there going to be changes in Beantown?
It doesn't sound like it, but you start hearing rumblings. Okay, how well is Alex Cora and Chaim Bloom, the GM, getting along? What was the stat? I think only five times in a 70-year period, the Red Sox finished the last. Well, they finished last five times now since 2011.
Wow.
Yes, they won a couple World Series, but it's feast or famine. It'll be interesting. I mean, what a blunder letting Mookie Betts walk. And now, let's see how hard they try to keep Xander Bogaerts. They've only offered him a one-year extension, where he can opt out. So, when people talk about Aaron Judge, why would Aaron Judge go there? They're not even paying to keep their own stars. So, very curious to see if they open up the checkbook this winter. I got a feeling they won't.
All right. His name, Bob Nightingale. Check out his stuff at USA Today, one of the best baseball columnists in the country. Bob, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for doing a little double duty. We wanted to get as much knowledge as we could out of you this time.
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks as always, Rob.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Why baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL. Reason number 700 in honor of Albert Pujols. Yes. And it's the postseason. Unlike a lot of sports where you only have a handful of teams that really have a chance to win, and we're talking about in the NFL and the NBA, it's usually the same group of suspects who have a chance to win a championship. But this year in baseball is very special. There's literally 7 or 8 teams that have a legitimate shot at winning a World Series. And that's what makes baseball great. The parity, and people talk about the NFL has parity, but not when it comes to winning. More different teams have won championships in Major League Baseball in the last 30 years than football and the NBA. No matter what your payroll is, no matter what city you're in, we've seen Kansas City win. We've seen teams like Tampa go to the World Series a couple times. So I think it's open. And I don't think anybody really knows who's going to win the World Series. I picked the Yankees over the Padres to start the season, and I'm going to stay there with my pick. But if I told you I was confident, I'd be lying. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount+, and the stakes have never been higher.
Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.